Welcome to Shom Achshava and Adav, your sponsor, Luyunishma Asami Akvashom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basro, Daf Ayin Hei, in the middle of the Agodas of Rav Bachano, reached now Daf Ayin Hei Amud Beis in Maimer Lamed Hei, the 35th Maimer of these Agodas, 35th out of 40. Says the Gemara of Omer Rabbah Mabir Yichanun, Atidim Tzadikim Shinikriim Al Shmoy Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. The Tzadikim will be called with the name of Hashem. Shenemar, kol hanikra b'shmi ulichvoidi b'rasiv yitzativ av asisiv. So based on the pasuk, it says that he's called b'shmi, which means the tzaddikim had the name of Hashem. Omar shul banachmani omar beichanon gimel nikru al shmoi shakadosh baruch hu. There are three that were called in the name of Hashem. Ve'eluim tzaddikim that we just mentioned, u'mashiach v'yushalayim. Tzaddikim adamorn, the pasuk we just mentioned. Mashiach dichtiv v'ze shmoi asheikru Hashem tzidkenu. That's the name they're going to call him. Yushalayim dichtiv saviv shminasar elef v'sher mahir miyoyim Hashem shama. Al tikri shama ela shmo. The name of Yushalayim, shem mahir, is Hashem. Hashem is the name of the year. So Ramosh explains here, we'll start with the first part of the Maimer, that tzadikim called the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our shaykhis, our relation, or what we deal with, kviyachol klape, agilu v'kodesh boch in the world, is only the names of Hashem. That's what doubt in the Mekubalim, the Leshem says it. We dive into the name, because we don't have shaykhis to what's called a kodesh boch himself. A person can't comprehend that. A person can relate to that. We only deal with the shemus of a kodesh boch. Yudke vavke, the name, that's what we relate to. That's his gilu, that's his revelation to us. The tzaddikim can associate themselves to that, to the gilu kedusha of Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. But explain, says Rav Moshe, only la'asid lavo, the tzaddikim, will really join the name of Hashem. It can be in this world. In this world where even a tzaddik has a combination of neshama and guf, and the guf, ain't tzaddik shasa toy velo yechto, even the biggest tzaddikim, the gufim, is not 100% pure kedusha. So they cannot be called the name of Hashem until they get to La'asid Lavo. Says Rav Moshe, there's one exception. There was one person who did have that Maila, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu. He brings our Avraham ben Arambam that said that anybody who saw Moshe Rabbeinu and spoke to him, it was as if he saw Nevuah. Because Shechina Medaberes Toch Kareinu was Mamish. It was a complete connection to Gilui Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So that's the one exception to this thing. Now, the second part of the Maimer is there's three that are called the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We mentioned the Tzadikim, we have the Yerushalayim, and we have Mashiach. So, explains Rav Moshe that every time you speak about Hashem, about a name has three connotations to it. Three things that come out of Hashem. One, it's the way he reveals himself. How do I know? How do I relate to another person? I call him by his name. The second, the name is associated with kavod, right? The shame of Adam is his good name, is the kavod that he has. And the third thing the shame has to do is it has to do with kinyonim. Shmoy shel Adam al, a person has his shame on the moment that he owns. He is kind of something, shmoy olav. You put the name in something means you own it. So the shame has three things. It's the way you relate to someone, it's the kavod they give to somebody, and the kinyan. So, Rav Moshe, these are the three things the Gemara speaks about over here. The tzaddikim, as we said before, they're called the name of Hashem, which means they connect to the actual revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. That's the madrig of the tzaddikim. Yerushalayim is gilui p'chinas ha-kavod. Like it says, kiseh kavod moroi merishoin mokam migdashenu. The kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes out from Yerushalayim. And Mashiach is the idea of the kinyan, because the Mashiach represents the Melech, which brings back everything that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the world belongs, so to speak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gilui, how everything belongs to Hashem, comes through Mashiach. He's the one responsible for the kinyan. I'll just end over here, where Rav Moshe concludes this Maimer, because this Maimer ends with a Pasuk. The Pasuk in the end of Sefer Yechezkel. From there you learn that the name of Hashem is going to be on Yerushalayim. So Dava Omoik from the Vilna Gaon on this, we spoke about in the beginning of Meseches Baba Kama. The Vilna Gaon says that we know there's arba ovos nezikin, shor, habor, hamave, ve'aether. The Rishay Tevers of these four things is Shin Beis Mem Hei Sivma, which is the name of the city that that's outside Ever HaYarden. Explains the Vilna Gaon that each one of these Nezikin is one Yetzirah in the world, one bad trait that you have in the world. Lasid Lavoi, all the bad traits will turn to be good. But there's one bad trait that will never turn back. What is that? That is Bor. Bor refers to what we said before, Litzanus or Atzlus, something a person is not really doing or accomplishing anything. And that is a Yetzirah that will not be fixed, Lasid Lavoi, will just be removed. So says the Vilna Gaon, the name of Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim will have the tikkun of all the bad in the world. That's what the pasuk says over here, that Yerushalayim shemahir miyir meshem shama. So shama is shor mave hever, no base. There's sivmo in mehever hayadim. Yerushalayim lost the love will be only shama. What will be Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is mokam hakodesh, mokam hatikun, where all the bad will turn to be good. But the bad that can turn to be good is shor mave hever, not bar. That's why it's shama and not sivmo. This is a beautiful point from the Vilna Gaon, which is a lot to be marichan on. We spoke about it in the beginning of Maseches Baba Kama. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, who wants to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.